Stoyde to Remaster Yudches Adar Toshin Pelef Rav Moshe Wahlberg.
This parsha, the main part of the parsha, a good part of the parsha is about the eagle, about the eagle and about the kapora on the eagle. And the emes is the union of machzis hashekel is also brought down in Chazal and Kama Mekemes, that the machzis hashekel was also a kapora on the eagle. That the chapra al nafshesechem is connected to a kapora on the eagle. It's brought down even that the eagle was beishesh meisha boshesh, so it was a chatzi ayim. So it's brought down Yerushalmi that since it was a chatzi ayim, so meil al derech zeh. So over here was also a chatzir, a chatzir, machzah shekel. You have to understand the connection. But I'll call upon him, so the topic is going to be machzah shekel. And the emes is talking interesting that I'm saying this week is Parsha Kisisa, the Parsha of the eagle. And we have the machzah shekel in the beginning of the Parsha. And it's Parsha Porer also. Parsha's Porer is also a kapora. Yovi, the Porer should be mechapor on the eagle. It's also a kapora on the eagle. Everything is a kapora on the eagle. But just I just want to start preface. It was unrelated. Just a vort. I want to share a vort on Parshas Kisisa that from the Rebbe's father, Zichreinu Livracha. Rebbe's father was Rabbi Yitzchok Schneerson. He was a rav in Yekaterinoslav in Dnieper Petrovsk. Today it's called, I think, and he was a rav there. He was a rav of the city. And Bechlal, he used to speak very, very deep in Yanim and Nigla and Kabbalah and Chassidus. But in Shul, he would say, Kilo Neymar Pashta Drushes. He would say a Drusha in Shul. He was the Rav of a Shul. So he would say a Drusha in Shul. So someone said over a Drusha that he once said in Shul. A short word. In this week's Parsha, when he attacked the eagle, so when it comes, Meshur Rabbeinu came and he said, Im tisa chatosom v'im ayin avato im tisa chatosom v'im ayin mecheinino misifrucha asher kosafto. That's the words of the pasuk. So the question is, I mean, l'chure, so Rashi says, if you read the word straight, something's funny. It sounds like either way, mecheinino. So Rashi says, no, you have to pause and you have to add some words. It's a mikra kotzer. In tisa chatosom, if you forgive their sins, fine. So I have no requests. The imayin, but if no, is mecheinino misifrucha. That's how. So Rashi adds the pause between in tisa chatosom and the imayin, and he adds in tisa chatosom is beseder. But lepel, if you read the pasuk without Rashi, you read the pasuk the way it's written, it sounds like in tisa chatosom, whether you forgive them. Or the imayin, you know, if you don't forgive them, either way, mecheinino misifrucha. So the chura was a pshat. That was the question that the Rebbe's father posed in the shul, and on that he said that Meisha said to himself. He said to himself. He was speaking to himself. He said, Meisha. He said to himself, Shem zech mitzich means be embarrassed with your own self. Because of you, Meisha. Meisha saying to himself. There was a slaughter to annihilate the Jewish people. Because the Eibishter said, Haref mimeni v'chala esam, and I will annihilate them, v'esa eischa l'gei gadol, and I'll make you into a great nation. So the reason why there was a possibility of v'chala esam is because there was an option, there was an alternative of v'esa eischa l'gei gadol. So if you could be the reason, Meisha says to himself, if you could be the reason why there should be a svara v'achala isom, because v'esa ischol l'gei godl, so im tisa chatosom v'imayin, either way, I don't want to be. M'cheini no misifruch, I don't want to be. In other words, if I could be the person that because of me there could be a svara v'achala isom kiraga, so I don't want to be. That's how the Rebbe's father taiched the pasuk im tisa chatosom v'imayin m'cheini no misifruch. That's some of words. But again, the parsha in Machzah Shekel, over here it says Ze Yitnu Kol Eivra Al Apkudim. So you do it. Says Ze Yitnu. Chazal tell us. Medrash says that the Eibishter was Meitzi Amadvei Shel Eish. He was made some adbeir shaleish. It says mitachas kisi akovid, and that mishkolei was a machzis hashekel. And he says kazeyitn. That's what it says. Zeyitn means the Eibishter was moitzi a madbeir shaleish mitachas kisi akovid. And it says mishkoli, the weight of that matbeah shel eish, which he took out of mitachas kisi akovid, was a machtes hashekel, and he said kazeh yitnu. This is what you should give. So as you do the shaila that lechura bishleim, we find other places where the Eibishter showed Moshe Rabbeinu when he gave the menorah v'zeh ma'isa menorah. It says niskasha Moshe ma'isa menorah, and memela the Eibishter showed him a menorah shel eish. It says Benigea the Kazer Eve Kadesh. The Eibishter also was married the Levona Kazer Eve Kadesh. Benigea the Shrotzim. It says Vizel Chamatome with Mara. So Meisher Rabbeinu, you showed Meisher Rabbeinu each one was holding it Zeh. So over there, you understand. Over there, there was a need for to show it. To make a menorah is very complicated with all the details of a menorah. But again, the Levana Bemis is not so clear. What did Moshe need to know? But I'll call upon him. I'll call upon him over there. There's also a complication. Exactly what's good, exactly the size of the Levana. But again, Shratzim also. It's also you want to know which Shratzim. What's this complication over here? L'chure, he says, take a machzis hashekel. Take a machzis hashekel. And what's the complication over here? It's a pashta shayla pshuta. The ma'isa is, there are two tesvusim. I just want to say, there's two tesvusim. And these two tesvusim both deal with this question. And they deal with the question differently. They say completely differently. They say, there's a gemara in Menachos. There over there it says that there were three things that were shver. And Moshe Rabbeinu, at sheher, tonet ve'er b'shmol, shleish, Menachos choftes. Shleish advarim, hoyu koshim le'il Moshe. Ad sheherli Hakadosh Baruch Hu beetzboi mneira shchedesh ushlotzim. That's what it says. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu found difficult. Ask Steisves v'mteimar. What about what it says? Chveis Steisves. It's one question, and then Steisves asks v'yesh l'tmeya v'lichoshiv machzis hashekel. Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel also mention machzis hashekel? Which the chsev zayitnu, it says zayitnu v'amrinon in Yerushalmi akimin shemadveir shaleis herol lemeisha. So Tesis is asking why doesn't the Gemara, when the Gemara mentions that there were three things that Meisha found difficult, so why doesn't he mention the madveir? That's what Tesis says, because Yerushalmi says that zayitnu they wish to show it to him. So on that, Tesis answers via Shleimar. The Lishayich has some niskasha. Over there, the Lashon niskasha is not shaychus. Why? Mishum the lehoy yodeya b'shum inyan im lehoy mareyu. That's the Lashon HaTesis. I'm reading the Lashon HaTesis. The lehoy yodeya b'shum inyan im lehoy mareyu. The word niskasha is not appropriate. Niskasha means I have an understanding and I just have difficulty. So you tell me the menorah, I'm finding a difficulty. I'm finding difficulty. Difficulty means I understand. You know, I'm confused. Like, you know, you walk into a class and you heard the class and you're finding difficulty understanding. But if you walk into a class and you speak English and they speak French, you don't find difficulty to understand. You call them immersive. That's not this, not difficulty. The word difficulty is not appropriate over here. So Aldera is over here. He's saying it's not niskasha. He just didn't know. What did Tesis say over there? That's Tesis in Menachos. It's not a good idea. That is a Tesis in Chul. Tesis in Chul, the beginning of Eilat Treifus. Daf Membeis. And over there, Tesis also asks the kasha when he gets Zeis, certain Zeis. And he says, Hada Amar b'Medrash Kimin Matbeir Shaleis Hera Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Meisha. So L'Chura, why doesn't he mention this as well? So in that case, it says Shema L'Choshev Elamidi D'Niskasha. Avul Hocha Avul Pishi Hereyu L'Niskasha Ben Ela shetama al adover. Ma yuchal adam litein kefer nafshe. In other words, Taisa is saying something else completely. Taisa is saying that there wasn't a problem about the actual coin. There was no problem with the coin. The problem was, how is this coin going to be a kefer nafshe? Heich. What could a person give as a kofer for his nefesh? Is a reo hakodesh baruch hu lahavchin heitiv ulahidia liyisrael. So he's saying a different story over here. So bekitzur, we have another. Let's go over again. We have a fact that says we have a gemara that says there are three places discussion. We have over here a chazal that are telling us that Moshe was shown the Matbea Shel Eish. Matbea Shel Eish, he was shown a Matbea Shel Eish. Okay, now the question is, why was he shown? Why doesn't it mention in the Gemara? Why isn't that mentioned in the Gemara? So there's two answers of Tesis, which are very, very different. One answer in Tesis is that Moshe over here didn't have a problem understanding. He b'chalal didn't know what it is. And Newton, if he didn't know what it is, so tell him what it is. What, you have to show it to him? You can't tell him what a matbe looks like. And this matbe was around. We see already by Eliezer. Eliezer gave, he said, Becca Mishkoli. Becca was the Shem of the matbe of a Chotzi Shekel, Rashi says. So Becca was the name of a Mishkol. So we don't, that's what Tasteless says over there. Tasteless in Chulin says the same thing. He says, no, Mesha didn't have a problem knowing what a Machzah Shekel is. His problem was to understand, how is this Machzah Shekel giving a half a shekel? How is that going to be a kapara? So first of all, so we have two Tastelessim. That's number one. Beta Tastelessim we don't really understand so well, Dachzah. I don't understand so well. And Nachazach is, if this was the problem, so what was the answer? If the problem was Hechtia Kapara, so what was the answer? He showed him a Matbea Shalesh, and Matbea Shalesh, which Mishkoli is a Chatzi Shekel. What was the answer? What did it help? If there's a Kasha, what's the Teretz? If there's a Kasha, what's the Teretz? Sveit Shail. The Nachido, a third Shaila, which is a very strong Shaila. There's a concept called weight. What does weight mean? Weight, based on the problem, weight, this weight, what weight? But I'll call one weight means that when things are pulling down, in other words, you have a certain weight, things are pulling down, the question is how much, connected to the laws of gravity, and how much the gravity pulls down, that determines the weight. That's pashut. Weight is based on gravity. The more there's gravity, the more weight. If you'll go to a place where there's not that much gravity, so you'll weigh less. That's the best way of losing weight. You lose weight. You go to a place where there's not that much gravity. So that's... Now, fire, there's no gravity on fire. On the contrary, fire ascends. The tether of fire is to go up, not to go down. No, water has weight. Earth has weight. Even air has a certain weight. But fire has no weight. There's no weight to fire. If you'll take a match, and you'll weigh the match, and then you'll take the match and you'll strike it, and you'll have fire on the match. The match is not going to weigh any more because it's a lit match than if it's not lit match. Because fire, there's no gravity on fire. Fire goes up. So how could you say that you took out a matbea shalesh, and the matbea shalesh weighed a half a shekel? What do you mean it weighed a half a shekel? If it's a matbea shalesh, it doesn't weigh. It was fire and a weight. L'chura it's a stira minei obey. It's shayla pshuta. Shayla pshuta. Yeah. It does see the shaylas. The mindset goes, we'll go over, I want to go over to our Rambam. The Rambam, Gishmakarin in our Rambam. I'm not saying over anything of my own here. There's a Rambam Azoy. There's a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs when he speaks about the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. So I wrote down the Loshen, it's Tavinu. Litein machzis hashekel. Can you read it already? To make shakosu, like the pasuk says, v'nosnu ish kofer nafshei, and then it says v'omer zeyitnu. He brings two psukim. V'nosnu ish kofer nafshei. This is now our parsha. V'nosnu ish kofer nafshei, and then it says zeyitnu. So the Rambam brings two psukim. Now the question is, L'chura, on a very simple level, when it says, pasuk says, "Kisisa esreish bnei Yisrael ufkudeyam v'nasenu ish kefer nafshei l'Hashem b'fkedeisam." They will give. The pasuk pshat v'nasenu means they will give. And v'leyir b'hem negev b'fkedeisam. And now zayit, this is what you should give. So the chura, the mitzvah, when you would say, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the zayitnu. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the zayitnu. Give this. V'nasenu ish kefer nafshei is l'chura not really the part of the mitzvah. V'nasenu ish kefer nafshei is l'chura not part of the mitzvah. So l'chura, why is the Rambam bring, first of all, why is the Rambam bring two psukim? L'chura, he brings always one pasuk. What's the mitzvah? Zayitnu. And l'chura, the first pasuk of v'nasenu ish kefer nafshei is l'chura not really the mitzvah. It's just telling us what's going to happen. V'nasenu ish kefer nafshei. And what's the mitzvah? Zayitnu. That's question number one. Yeah. That's a shayla and pshat. Is doze in Rambam, very interesting, in Rambam, in Hilchis Shkolim, where the Rambam speaks about the dinim, the Rambam says doze. There's a mitzvah saseim in Atei. Rambam starts Hilchis Shkolim, and he says two dinim in Hilchis Nesinas Machzis Hashekel, which is both of them is Yesh Be Mishum Chidush. The first of all, he says there's a mitzvah saseim in Atei Litin Kolish Yisroel Machzis Hashekel B'chol Shana V'Shana, and then he says, you owe a machzis a shekel. You have a gizber, he's standing over there. So you come along, you say, no, you owe your shul dues. You owe your shul dues. So you say, how much are your shul dues? I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, a few hundred pounds, Mustafa. So let's say, I don't have a few hundred pounds on me. For me, a few hundred pounds, I don't have it. But I have 100 pounds. If I'm going to keep it in my pocket, I'm not going to have it. So here's 100 pounds. Put it on my cheshbon. No problem. Every shul will take it. There's no problem. 100 pounds, take 100 pounds. You owe me a few hundred pounds, here's 100 pounds. Divide it. Wherever you owe money. So you give a little bit, and then you'll give the rest. Here he's saying, no, you have to give it bepa machas. This din of machas, a shekel, has to be given bepa machas. That's din number one. It's a chidush. It's not such a pashta. It's a chidush. That you have to give it bepa machas. Then there's another inyan. Do I have to give a machzis hashekel, a coin of a machzis hashekel? You know, when you come to the machzis hashekel, to the plates over here, so you're looking for a machzis hashekel. Why are you looking for a machzis hashekel? Look who they give whatever the value of a machzis hashekel is. Normally, we have a rule that when you have to give money, you give money, you can give the value of the money. Isha niknas bekesev, b'shava kesev. Always, most dinim are bekesev or b'shava kesev. Now, over here, you have to give money. You have to give money that has a matbeah, that's a tsura. And now the question is, could I give a bunch of coins that together are worth a machzis shekel? The esem geira shekel, machzis shekel, so it's esem geira. So could I give esem geira? Could I give 10 more? Or do I have to give a machzis shekel? So Bamas is not so poshut, but the pashtus lashna Rambam is, the Rambam says in halacha hey, Machzis Hashekel Zu Mitzvoso Shiiten Machzis Matbeah Shalesi Azman. The Pashtus Lashon, you have to give a Machzis Matbeah. That's what you have to give. You have to give that Matbeah. Huh? You have to give that Matbeah. You have to give that Matbeah. You can't give a number of coins that is worth that amount of Matbeah. Now, although the Shema Emes, the Mitzchinek is Mistapik Bazer, Mitzchinek and Mitzvah Kufay is Mistapik Bazer, but it's Mefurish and Kama Mekamis and Shiva Serivosh that you have to give a Machzis Matbeah Mamish. And that's also the beer, the Rechagav. It's interesting that if you give the marshal, two people want to give one Matbeah. So the din is you have to give a Kalbin. Depends, unless you're giving it to him as a present. But if you're not giving it to him as a present, you're lending him, Marshal, you want to give a machzis hashekel. And you're giving also to someone else, and that person will owe you a machzis hashekel. So the thing is, you have to add a kalbin. Why? A kalbin is a little amount that in order, if I'd want to buy two machzis hashekels, with a shekel, it would cost me a kalbin. But l'chura, I'm giving it to the gizber. I'm giving him two machzis hashekels, the worth of a shekel. Because the embassy, you have to give two machzis hashekels. There's a thing you have to give a machzis hashekel. And we're giving two machzis hashekels. It's also meduik in Rambam. You have to give two machzis hashekels. So mele, when you give a shekel, so you're giving kilo two machzis hashekels. How do you get two machzis hashekels out of a shekel? You need a kalbin. to get 2 machzor shekels out of a kalb. About kopon, this is, we're saying two chidushim in Ram. One chidush is that you have to give it bebasachas. And another din is that you have to give it with one coin. What's this din of basachas? So there's a Rogatchover. The Rogatchover tells Sue, he says, there's a Gemara Baba Kama. This is interesting. It's a piece of information. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says, there's a concept called Gezel Ager. Gezel Ager means if you steal something, if you owe someone money, and then you steal, and then you lie, you make a shvua, and so you have to pay a keren v'chemish. That's the din. If you steal, if you owe someone money, and you deny it, and you swear, the sasham gzelis. So you have to pay the money, and then you have to pay a chemish, and you have to bring an oshim. What happens if this person that this occurred to means a ger, you owed a ger money, the ger had no yorshim. He died, he mons from you money, and you say, no, you don't owe him the money. And you swear that you don't owe him the money. Even doesn't have to be a shvur bebezin. Even a shvur shalei bebezin is din. The din of Hashem Gzeres is not new with a shvur bebezin. Even a shvur shalei bebezin. And you swear, so you owe him a keren v'chemish, and you have to bring a lashem. What happens if he dies? So there's nobody to give the keren and the chemish to. So there's a special din that you have to go ahead and take this keren v'chemish and bring it to Yerushalayim and give it to the keren of Shabesi HaMishmar, the special din of Gezel Ager. That's the din of Gezel Ager, a whole parsha in Bamidbar of Gezel Ager, where over there we learn out the din of Gezel Ager, that you have to give the keren v'chemish to the keren of Shabesi HaMishmar. That's the din. So on that, the Gemara says that if you gave the Gezel Ager l'chatzoyin, you have to give the Gezel Ager to the Kenim. If you gave it to the Chatzoyin, is Le Yotzo. Why? So the Gemara says, because Oshom Kari Rachmona. Because it says, Veheshev Hashom Ibereshe, Vechamishisi Yasef Olav. So that Karen is referred to as being an Oshom, and an Oshom is a carbon. And mainly, you can't bring a carbon to Chatzoyin, so you can't bring an Oshom to Chatzoyin. You can't bring an Oshom to Chatzoyin. Memelo Lefiza, says the Rogatchover, that this is the mocker for this din that you can't give the machsa shekel chatzoyin. Because since the machsa shekel has a din of a carbon, so why does the din of chatzoyin? Because it says that lechapra al nafshaseichem, v'nosin kefen nafshay. So the meilus, so since it's a carbon, you can't give it lechatzoyin. That's what it says in the Rogatchover. Now, lefizel will come out of chidush, to say a chidush, to say, in other words, when you say machzor shekel is a korban, what does it mean machzor shekel is a korban? In learning that machzor shekel is a korban, you can learn it two ways. You can learn pashut. You bring a machzor shekel. What's the inyan of machzor shekel? What is the pashut pshat of machzor shekel? There's a kupa that's going to start bringing korbanos. The lishka is going to start bringing korbanos. You start bringing korbanos. That's the number one. You bring korbanos. Now, they have to have money. So how do you have money? Everyone has to bring a machzor shekel. And through that, everyone is mishtatev in the korbanos. So basically, the purpose of bringing machzor shekel is in order to have korbanos. That's the whole idea of machzor shekel. Or maybe no. Maybe the pshat is that the gather of machzor shekel itself is a korban. The mere fact that you brought a machzor shekel and you gave it to Hegdish, that is in itself a korban. And the fact that they're going to use that money for korbanos is a secondary din. Sounds funny. How would you normally learn? You would normally learn, you need money for the hegdish. You need money for the korbanos. And now there's a din that everyone should support those korbanos. Or maybe no. Maybe the pshat is everyone has to give a machzor shekel. It's a funny way of looking at it. But that machzor shekel should be used for korbanos. Behechat is such a din. So it's a very interesting thing. There's a Rambam. The Rambam. When you read Rambam, so first of all, we said the Rambam says azoy. You have to. Everyone has to give machzor shekel. That's why he starts the Rambam. You have to give machzor shekel. He gets involved in all kinds of details about machzor shekel. Who gives and what given? What all kinds of details for three prakim in Hilchos Shkalim. He talks about all details of machzor shekel. What you do with the machzor shekel is bechlal not mentioned. There's not even any mention of it. There's not even any mention of what you do with the machzor shekel. When it comes to paying dalit, all of a sudden, truma salishka ma yasebo. What should I do with it? Kilo, Lachori, what are you bringing the money for? Obviously, it's Kilo. Lachori, you should have started. We need Karbonis. Everyone has to be Makar Karbonis. Everyone has to be Makar Karbonis. We start in the Karbonis. That's not the Pshat. The way the Rambam understands Pshat is differently. It's a different Pshat. Pshat is you have to give a Machsa Shekel. And that Machsa Shekel is a Kaifer Nafshei. V'nosnu Kaifer Nafshei. And that's a Kaifer Nafshei by the fact that you gave a Machsa Shekel. B'chol Shon. Ma'yasubei. There's a you have to bring Karbonis. That's a secondary din. That's not the original din. And the Amos in Rashi, there's a Rashi in Menachos, Daf Nun Beis, that over there is Meduyik, that when I give the Machsa Shekel, I have to have Kavona, that this Machsa Shekel is Hashem Karbonis. So the Rabbi Shavu says, yeah, that's Shitas Rashi. But the Rambam wouldn't hold that way. Because the Rambam doesn't hold that the gather of giving Machsas HaShekel is being mishtatif in Korbanos. The gather of giving Machsas HaShekel is to give Machsas HaShekel. You have to give Machsas HaShekel. And the fact that you're going to give Korban, and the fact that you're going to have Korbanos from it, that's a secondary deal. And that giving of the Machsas HaShekel, that in itself is a Maisa Kapora. That's in itself a Maisa Kapora. It's a Maisa Kapora. It's a Maisa Kapora. I gave a Machsas HaShekel. That's the Shittas HaRam. So Merel comes out two Chidushim from the Ram. These two Chidushim, first of all, that I have to give it B'Basachas. And secondly, that I have to give a Machsas HaShekel. It's both of them the same Nekuda. In other words, if the Pshat is there is a fund, and I have to fund the fund, so the Meila, what's the difference if I give it Basachas? What's the difference in what denomination I give it? It all doesn't make a difference. The main thing is that there's money, that the fund needs money, and I'm somehow or another giving money to that fund. That's the Pashto Pshat. Masha'enkin, once we establish that there's a chiyuv for you to give a Machsas HaShekel, and not new the fund, and that giving the Machsas HaShekel is a karb. That's number one. So the mail it has to be given b'basachas, because in karb l'chatzoyin, just like b'gezel ager, oshem kari rachmana, and it has to be given as a Machsas HaShekel, because you're not giving money over here. You're giving a Machsas HaShekel. You're giving the Machsas HaShekel. That's what you're giving. You're giving a Machsas HaShekel. Now, and that's pshat why the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos brings both psukim. He brings the pasuk the v'nosnu kefer nafshei. According to Rashi, the v'nosnu kefer nafshei is a different pshat. According to Rashi, the lechaper nafshes eichem, Rashi says over here by us, because since lepel is going to be for kabbonis, therefore it's called lechaper nafshes eichem. The whole idea, according to Rashi, the purpose of Machsas HaShekel is it's a fund to have kabbonis, and you're a mishtatim of that fund. So the pastors, you can bring it up, basachas, the pastors, it could be different denominations, it makes no difference, lechura. Masha'ikin, according to the Rambam, there's a mice in the sina, and that mice in the sina has to be, that mice in the sina is a mice in korbanos, that's v'nos n'kefer nafshei, and then it has to be b'basachas, because it's a korban, it's a mice in korban, it has to be b'basachas. That's the l'kud sadwar. L'fiza, there's more arichas over here, but l'fiza comes out like this. That Meshur Abenu, when he said you should give a Machsas HaShekel, the question is, what's the Havon of the din of Machsas HaShekel? What is Machsas HaShekel? What's the lumbus of Machsas HaShekel? What kind of din is it? To give a Machsas HaShekel, I should give a Machsas HaShekel, that's what it is. I should give like whatever the total amount of Machsas HaShekel from my money should become your money. So on that, the Eibishter took out a Matbeah Shel Eish. Mitachas Kisi HaKovet. A matbeya shaleish, a regular matbeya is comprised of a bunch of pieces of silver. It's a bunch of pieces of silver that's put together, and that makes the matbeya. Eish is not a bunch of pieces of eish put together. There's one eish. Eish is one. It's not divisible. So he told them, what I want you to give is a matbeya shaleish. I want you to give this indivisible matbeya, which is coming with fire. Now that matbeah shaleish should also have a mishkal of eser shkol. Notice that the weight of the matbeah is almost like secondary to its real value to what it's really all about. Because you have to, and that's why he showed him Matbeah Shelesh. In the Matbeah Shelesh, which is Mishkola of the Esagera, brought out this Nakuda that you're bringing out a Matbeah Shelesh. You have to give the fire. And that my fire has Mishkola Esser. Anyways, there's, again, I don't want to overstep my welcome over here, my invite. But the Maise is Azay, and that's the Nekud. The Nekud is Advarim is Azay. There is the Cheta Eagle. There was the Cheta Eagle. And this is the Kapar of the Cheta Eagle. What's the Kapar of the Cheta Eagle? The Kapar of the Cheta Eagle is the fact that a Yid gives out from himself, and it's Murgish, it's felt, that Be'emes, he's only a machzis of the Eibishter. Because when a person sins, the pshat is there's you and there's Eibishter, and you sin to the Eibishter. It's at that madrega that there's you and there's Eibishter, you sin to the Eibishter. But when you reveal that madrega, that you and the Eibishter are really one, that you and the Eibishter are really one, you are a machzis. A yid is, the Alter Rebbe said to someone, a yid is, the Alter Rebbe was teaching, told someone to become a melamed to his child. So he said, I'll teach you what an aleph is. You start with aleph base. You teach him what an aleph is. An aleph, the Rebbe is with the nigan. I'm not going to sing with the nigan. He said that the aleph is ayud von eben, and ayud von unten, and a pasik von Yerushalayim v'asim mechaber. They say an aleph is, this is an aleph. An aleph is that there's the yud from Eden, the Eibishter, and there's the yud from unten, that's the yid, and each one of them has eser, there's the eser sfilis and the eser keches and nefesh, and that's one aleph. The meaning of machzah shekel is a person should be megaled, that matbeah shaleish should be megaled, that he and the Eibishter are really one. And two things, Sai, he without the Eibishter is nothing, and Sai kaviyochel, the Eibishter without him is missing. And that's the Taylor's HaMagid that he says, Asay li shtei chatzitzis kesef. So the Magid types as shtei chatzoy tzuris, that a yid and the Eibishter is kaviyochel like two halves of one image. Notice that a yid is megalah, that he and the Eibishter are one, and the Eibishter and him are one. So memele, that's the matbea shaleish, that's this matbea shaleish that he gives, and that's takel l'chaper al nafshe seicha. Memele, that's the two tesvus in Derech Agav. These two in Yonam are the two tesvus in Arutz. I don't know if it makes the master very good for all the kids.